before we're born, when we reach 6 months, we become conscious. We only feel and we do not think. 80% of our brain is actually formed after birth, not before. And the first thing that we become aware of is we feel our environment. And the question to us is, who is our environment? Our mother. All research shows that the cells always get affected by the environment it finds itself in. And you are a bunch of cells, 25 billion cells you are, each one of you, okay? Now, the second question often ask ourselves, which is most important, is what kind of environment you find yourself in the moment you begin to feel? Your environment is your mother's consciousness. If she's happy, it's a happy, welcoming environment. If she's sad, it is a sad environment. If something was going on in her life when she was carrying you, this is the your message about your world you have come into. See? So that means your experience of life and your picture of life is already formed before you're born. Not only that, it's formed before you have the ability to understand what it is. You see? So when the mother is pregnant, if her relationship with the husband is not very good, then the consciousness of your father affect her own consciousness, affect you. See? So we have already, before we're born, have an idea about the world that we're going to come into. You see? So this is what we call your first experience of the world. Now, please pay attention to the next couple of sentences, are very important. If you feel something that you don't understand, what can you do about that? Nothing. Now, imagine in this room now, there's a very young child here, like a baby, okay? And this room catches fire. What's going to happen to you? You're going to stand up, you walk out, and you talk to people outside and say, you know, I was in this hotel room, and the hotel caught fire, and I ran away, and I'm safe now. Because you understand what is fire, you understand how to leave, you understand how to run, and you understand how to make yourself safe. What would that young child do? He doesn't know what fire is. He doesn't know how to run, yes? What will he do or she do? How can they survive? What mechanism, what support are we given biologically in order to survive? Fear is reaction from the body to help you to survive. It is not a bad thing at all. Many of us, early stages of our life, had many experiences, and some of them are very painful. We didn't understand what they are. And the most common one is your separation from the person who should be with you and give you the safety and the love you need very early in life. Some people don't understand how painful and difficult the separation from the person who brings you to life and the consequences it has in our life to the end. This is a trauma many people had. They don't understand it. So if we don't understand something, that means the brain is not able to process the experience. In the first 2 years of life, our brain is not formed fully. So the centers of the brain who process experience, turn them into memory, they are not there. That means whatever happened to you stays with you until this moment. And this is what we call unfinished business.
You've been listening to a live recording of Dr. Manish Yousry, Hay House author, creator and facilitator of The Essence Process. For more podcasts, videos and information on courses, go to www.essence-foundation.com.